Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder here with you on WGN Radio. We have a bunch of girls in the studio. And, Bill, do you know what today is?
Today would be the longest day, Wendy.
June 21st.
Yep.
The summer solstice, is that it?
Yeah, that's it,
first
exactly.
First official day of summer?
Yep.
Isn't that today?
Yep. As you can tell by all the sunshine outside, it's going to be sunny all day long.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of guests in the studio with us. We have Tara Pink, Manager of Engagement at the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. Tara, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Lisa Schwartz, team captain, co-producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
And Amanda Costro?
Costro.
God. Had a 50-50 chance. Amanda Costro, co-captain, co-producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team. Now, the Alzheimer's Association of Illinois has gotten together to let you guys be creative. Today is the longest day. Duh, I just figured that out. You guys had to tell me. Thank you very much. But so what do? You decide on something you want to do for the whole day and raise money for the Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, the greatest thing about the longest day is that it's one of our events that anybody can do anything, anywhere, anytime that they want. And these lovely ladies have chosen to do a dance party.
A dance party. Bill, are you going to their dance party?
I will be at the dance party,
Wendy.
It's
purple glow in the dark theme, so it's going to be fabulous.
If you're going to do a dance party, that should be the theme. Purple glow in the dark should always be the theme.
Indoors, too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. Yeah.
You couldn't do better.
So what do you do? Anyone can do this? Anyone can attend this? Can people come up with their own ideas and do something? And how do we raise money for Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, so our event is the largest dance party on the longest day, hosted by the Chicago Honey Bear Dancers in Wheaton at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. And it's at the Expo Center. It's indoors. We have vendors, crafters. Amanda has a list here of all the people that are going to be here. You can go ahead.
Yeah, so this is a family-friendly event, open to the public. Everyone can still get their tickets today and then tonight as well at the event. But we have dance performances of Chicagoland schools and groups who are competing to raise the most money for Alzheimer's disease. The Honey Bears will be performing as well. We have a DJ dance party by A to Z Entertainment, casino games from U.S. Poker Casino parties, all these different activities.
What if you can't dance or you don't dance well?
We have tons of non-dance activities.
Right. Don't worry, Wendy.
No, I was asking
something.
For you.
For me, well... My dance is the Charleston. I won't be the only one doing the Charleston, will I?
We can do the Charleston.
Oh, thank goodness.
We have glow dance boxes that you can dance on as well. So.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Fun for everybody.
Alzheimer's disease has pretty much, I would almost safely say, affected everyone here, everyone listening, at some point in somewhere in their families. Is this how you guys got involved with this?
Yeah. So my husband, he's the owner, producer, director of the Chicago Honey Bear Dancers, hence the reason why we did the dance theme. His mother had Alzheimer's disease, and so him and I were her caregivers for several years, and we gained so much knowledge through just our experience. We said, we need to give back. We need to raise more awareness. And Amanda's grandma also had Alzheimer's disease. So we figured, you know what? Let's go big or go home. Let's raise tons of money, and let's do it on the longest day with the Alzheimer's Association.
There was a stat. We had an expert, a neurologist, on a couple of weeks ago who threw out a stat that I will never forget, saying that once you get to 65, your odds are 1 in 10 of having Alzheimer's. Once you get to 85, it's 50%. That number's outrageous. It's way too high. So something does need to be done.
Yeah, every 66 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. So it's
terrible.
It's horrible.
And it's terrible for the patient, as family members that I've seen have gone through it. But it's very difficult for the caregivers. I think they need a lot of support and a lot of help. And the Alzheimer's Association has some assistance for them and ideas for them. Because really, you're so busy taking care of someone else, you forget about you.
Yeah, and they have a 24-hour hotline that you can reach out anytime. One thing I also created after my experience, I created a Facebook page called Alzheimer's Caregiver Support, and it's grown to over 13,000 followers. We have so many people from all over the globe that come together and really support each other. And so it's nice to be able to talk to other caregivers as well. But the Alzheimer's Association gives such a great platform for that as well. So you can reach out anytime on your hotline.
It's such a hard, grueling process to care for somebody that you love so much and watch them go through that. It's just horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to ask, and whenever we talk about Alzheimer's, and I don't know if you told me about this originally, but the Glenn Campbell biopic, I'll Be Me, is the name of it. Have you seen it? You really should.
See it.
I know.
It's touching, it's moving, it's sad, it's happy, it's beautiful, and I think it gives you a little glimpse into what this disease means to everyone, patient and otherwise, you know. It's really worth seeing.
Tara, other than the dance party, what are some of the other things that people have done in the past or are doing this year?
Sure, yeah. So we have some wonderful global partners. A lot of them have locations here in Chicago. We have the Barcode, the LifeStart gyms that are in a lot of our buildings here downtown, the Arthur Murray Dance Studios. They all host events not only today, but throughout the week and the weekend and the end of June as well. So those are some of the different active events that we have. We also have great partners, the Association of Flight Attendants.
Yeah.
The United Airlines actually launched that campaign this year with us. So they're all wearing their purple ribbons throughout the entire month of June to help us raise awareness.
Yeah.
And we also have a Chicago Dogs game on June 29th, the new minor league baseball team
Rosemont.
Yeah, they're hosting an all-time
game. I got to go to one of those games. We have tickets to give away sometime this week. It's such a nice little compact way to see. There's parking right there. The field's right there. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. I am sorry to tell you that I didn't know purple was associated with Alzheimer's. How long has that been going on?
For as long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah.
So anytime you see somebody with that pin, with the purple ribbon pin, that's what it's referring to, right, is Alzheimer's?
Well, obviously there's different charities that also use the purple, but June was dedicated as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month by President Reagan. So the entire month of June, we raise awareness, and here in Chicago, we're hosting the Alzheimer's International Conference in July.
Yeah.
And the Alzheimer's Association, it puts that on right here in Chicago this year. So as we go through June, we're gearing up for that.
All right, so if somebody's listening right now and they can't make it to the dance party today, how can we help? What can we do? How can we donate money to help find a cure?
Yes, so alz.org/Illinois is our website for the Illinois chapter. So all these events that are going on, we have thousands of participants participating in hundreds of events throughout the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, here in the Chicagoland area, we have this awesome dance party and a number of different events. And if you go to the website and search for the longest day right on our homepage right there, you can see all these events, and it links to the team pages for all of our awesome teams.
Good. Lisa and Amanda, you are both currently members of the Honey Bears?
We are.
All right, give us some inside information. What can we expect from the team?
From tonight, you mean?
No. The upcoming season.
Well, we are no longer with the Bears.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, have you been? Didn't Virginia McCaskey say no more Honey Bears like 20 years ago?
That was way back in 1985. Yeah, so
they've not had a Honey Bears since 1985?
No, there's only like three other teams, I think, in the nation that doesn't have cheerleaders. But
this
so
is
yeah,
awful.
Way back in 1985.
Where have you been?
I didn't know that.
My husband used to work with the Bears way back in the day, and he, when they got rid of the cheerleaders, he bought the rights of the name, trademarked it, and turned it into a traveling song and dance show. So we perform all over the world for over 180 military bases, over 70 of the Fortune 500 companies, corporate events, state fairs, festivals. So
you know what I just
Bill's birthday party?
Yeah, my birthday party once.
No,
it was fun. The team has not won a championship since 1985.
Honey Bear curse.
I wonder if there's any tie-in.
Yeah, the Honey Bear curse.
Yeah, it is the Honey Bear curse. Well, that's awful. As soon as you leave, I'm getting on the phone. I'm going to fix this quickly.
They know who to call.
All right.
They know who to call.
All right. So it's alz.org/Illinois. And Facebook, Alzheimer's Association Illinois. Instagram as well, ALZ Illinois. And the big dance party going on. Just looking at some of these statistics, it's just, we had talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, someone develops Alzheimer's every 65 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I mean, you heard of somebody suffering from dementia, turned out, oh, he had Alzheimer's. You heard like one or two or three people ever, and now every 65 seconds in the United States, someone develops it.
People as young as 40.
Yes, and that's scary, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking to a neurologist about this and what can you do to prevent it. Sometimes it's hereditary. I know there was a while where people were scared to use aluminum pots and pans because they thought that had something to do with it. But it's just trying to take care of yourself, and it seems like it's the luck of the draw. Is that what happens?
Yeah, we do find that, you know, what's good for your body is good for your mind. So we really encourage
eat well, exercise.
Yep, that physical activity, social interaction.
Yeah, you need all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crossword puzzles and word searches. It's, you know.
And dancing.
And dancing, of course.
And my mother-in-law, she could do the jitterbug.
A good dancer?
She's going to be there tonight in spirit, that's for sure.
I will dance with her.
Yes.
She's
well,
not
in
with
heaven.
Us.
I'm still dancing
in
with her.
Her song,
we've got the real Honey Bears
news.
You could dance.
Mama Schwartz loved Boogie Shoes, so when that song comes on, that's the dance.
Excellent.
All right, well, we wanted to help get the word out, because until you come on the radio, we wouldn't have known about this at all. So, again, Tara Pink, Manager of Engagement at the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter, Lisa Schwartz, Team Captain, Co-Producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team, and her Co-Captain and Co-Producer, Amanda Castro.
Yeah.
Did it this time. And go to alz.org, Illinois. You can also probably Google this as well. And if you can't attend the big dance party, is there any specific information or website for the dance party tonight?
Yeah, so anyone interested can go to dancethroughthedarkesthour.com. You can also look at any of the Chicago Honey Bear social media pages as well. We have a link, but our tickets are available on Eventbrite for the largest dance party on the longest day in Wheaton.
And our tickets are free. It doesn't cost you to come.
Oh, so perfect.
Come and have fun with us.
And this
us.
Is tonight.
Tonight.
What time does it start?
6 p.m.
All right.
Can I do Lumbada the Forbidden Dance? Would that be allowable?
You know what? We're going to put you on stage and
play
see what
some
happens. Music.
Make the magic happen. All right.
Right. The crowds,
but now you have to go because now people are going to go to see you dance.
I know where you work.
Yeah. I work right here. All right. That's fair. All right. I'll be there.
And if you can't make it tonight, please try to, because it's a great organization and a great event. If you can't go to alz.org/Illinois, you can always donate, because we have to find a cure. That's the only way to do it. Happy longest day of the year,
thank
girls.
You. It's here.
Thank
I can't you. Believe it.
Thank
June
you
21st.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have more show coming your way.